Greetings, one and all. It's Pastor Bob coming to you from the Parsonage, our broadcasting studios in the heart of Arthur, Illinois. And today is Monday, December the 7th, and this is your family Advent devotional. It's called 10 Loving Rules. 10 Loving Rules. So let's begin with reading a little selection from the book of Deuteronomy. This is taken from chapter 5, verses 1 through 22. Deuteronomy 5, 1 through 22. Moses convened all Israel and said to them, "Hear, O Israel, the statutes and ordinances that I am addressing to you today. You shall learn them and observe them diligently. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Oreb. Not with our ancestors did the Lord make this covenant, but with us, who are all of us here alive today. The Lord spoke with you face to face at the mountain, out of the fire." Wow, have you ever been to the community pool and seen that list of rules they have at the pool? Something like this: shower first, no running, no diving, no unsupervised children, no food or drinks, maybe others. Who made up those rules? Showering first seems silly, doesn't it? It's like the pool people are trying to spoil all our fun. Well, the Ten Commandments can seem that way too, like a list of rules that God gave us to ruin our fun. But God's not like that. He gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments to help everyone live together well and to set them apart as His people. He didn't tack up the Ten Commandments on a wall and leave the Israelites on their own. No, God had already chosen the people of Israel and promised to love them. When He gave the commandments to Moses, He planned to stay with His people and keep loving them. Yeah, we should follow God's commandments, not just because they'll keep us safe, like the rules at the pool. We should follow them because God loves us. And the best news of all is that Jesus helps us to follow them. Do you know some of the Ten Commandments? Which ones can you remember? I wonder which of the Ten Commandments is the hardest for you to follow. God sent Jesus to help you with that. Let us pray. God, today will You remind us of how much You already love us? And help us remember that following Your rules doesn't make You love us. It's just being us. Amen. And today's benediction. This might sound familiar. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless Your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us today.